It is a study by Australian researchers on family life has found women are continuing to do the bulk of the housework in 2020.
Hallelujah!
But as I say to my wife, I said, babe, if you're good at it, keep doing it. That's what I keep saying to her. It's fueling tensions between partners, not at our place, though. Flinders University professor in psychology, Damien Riggs, he says this research, oh, it's only 600 people interviewed across Australia. That's nothing. That's not bloody a survey or a sample. It's so small, 600 compared to what have we got, 24, 25 million? Now, the big question is, are men engaging more in household duties? I say yes, but the data suggests otherwise. It says no. We've got Sam with us this morning. G'day, Sam.
Hi, Paddy. How are you?
Yeah, good. How's things?
Oh, a bit cold down the lake this morning, but otherwise really good.
Yeah, it's a bit chilly bloody this morning, isn't it?
It's a little bit chilly down here.
How cold was it yesterday and Saturday?
Yeah, it's about the same now this morning. I think it's about 5 or 6 or might have heated up now. I'm walking, so.
Yeah, oh, good stuff. Hey, we're looking at our dads still shirking on chores, they reckon. A study by Australian researchers on family life have found women are continuing to do the bulk of housework in 2020. I say lies.
I say true.
Truly?
Yeah, my husband is a very hard worker. He's only got a few jobs at home.
Yeah.
And that's doing the bin.
Yeah.
That's about all I like him to do, because then if he does anything else, I've got to redo it.
Okay, so does he do the bins correctly, though?
Well, yeah, I can give him a tick for that, but as a dishwasher or anything like that,
hopeless.
I've got to redo it.
Oh, is he? What's his name, exposing?
His name's Marty. Hello, Marty.
Hello, Marty.
He's probably listening.
We call him
Schleprock.
Schleprock.
You know, from the Flintstones, the guy that breaks everything.
You're not really selling him to us this morning.
No, it's true. And all of his friends, if anyone's listening, they'll go, oh, God, she's giving Schleppy another half time on the radio.
So Schleppy, so he does the bins and that's all. Does he cook?
He cooks. He's a very good cook. But I've got to clean it. No, I do all the cleaning after cooking.
Okay.
Because it's usually up on the splashbacks, on the floor, on all the cupboards.
I think he's my brother, because my missus complains about. She said, I've never known anyone who just needs to cook steak and veggies who uses every pot and pan in the place.
Yeah, I'm not too sure how he gets spaghetti bolognese up on the air ducts and things like that, but it always tastes good.
Vanessa Benz will confirm or deny shirking their duties at home. Men, are we or are we not?
Yes, you are.
Oh, get out of here. You've been drinking again. That's what you have. You've been drinking again.
No, I haven't been on the turf this weekend, guys.
Why? What's your husband's name? Is he a lazy good-for-nothing?
His name is Shane, thank you, guys.
Shane, okay.
Yes.
What duties does he shirk?
Guess what? If you were to come to my house, guys, I've got hardly any grass. I have big gardens, but I've only got a little patch of grass to mow. It's not that big, right?
Yep.
It's one of those things that comes down to the end of the list. So, you know, when the grass gets up to about the ankles, a little bit higher, you know, he looks at it a bit more and he goes, oh, hang on, can get up to the knees, but should I?
I give him a break.
He's not a very good gardener, mate. He's not a very good gardener, Paddy. Yeah. Not at all.
All right.
Not at all, unfortunately. I've got the green fingers, not him.
Okay. Thank you, Vanessa.